Welcome, Initiate. You have now entered the Stampede Network. Before we begin, take a few seconds to tap into your awareness. Scan your body, shut off your mind, and get ready to level up. Let's rock.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to the Stampede Network podcast. I am your host, Mason Core. I'm also the founder and CEO of the StampedeNetwork.com. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how to find harmony in your life. So I'm going to free flow on this one. It's been a while. I haven't uploaded, been doing a lot of the YouTube, all the video type stuff, but it's time to get back to this. So let's pump it out. So this one is, it's going to be kind of like a do it yourself. And what do I mean by that is harmony is like pretty, it's subjective, right? So we all have different levels of what we think is harmonious in our life. Me, for example, I tend to and really enjoy more so being on the extreme side of things, right? And we hear all the time about work-life balance and how to find balance, all this stuff. And honestly, I don't think it exists. And here's why is, you know, life is honestly like a seesaw and it's just this balancing act. You go to one side more than the other, you know, based on the law of polarity and all these universal laws both exist. We tend to go to one side and then immediately after we need to put attention to the other side to balance it out. And so in reality, if we were able to truly find balance, there would be nothing for us to do, grow, or really work on because we wouldn't have to lean into another polarity to do so. So I really don't believe that balance, work-life balance, you hear all these terms, I really just don't think they exist at all. And it's honestly just this giant synchronization of everything. It's just life, right? And that's especially true once you start building. And this is why I'm so passionate about entrepreneurship and all these things. And like I said, we'll get into the harmony side of things. But here's the deal with entrepreneurship. And this may piss you off. It may sound entitled, and that's fine, but this is just the reality of it. I've worked a few jobs in my life. I didn't like them because I'm not good at working for people. I'm not good at getting told what to do. I don't like it. And I either quit or was fired from those jobs, or I just walked away. I just don't like it. I like to do things on my terms, on my time. And so naturally, I've always been very entrepreneurial, right? But, you know, I was always wanting to, you know, not have to worry about all the schedules and, you know, time set by other people. For example, school, I could not stand going through the cycle of summer break, back into school, fall break, back into school, winter break, like this whole set out schedule. I cannot stand going through the weeks and all this stuff. And you get that feeling and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're in a job, you get that Sunday feeling around like 4 p.m. It was the same in school. And I don't even need to tell you what it was or what it feels like because you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's that feeling of eternal angst, right? And you're like, oh, I have to go back tomorrow. And so fortunately, you know, after hustling my ass off for well over a year, year and a half, till I was finally able to move down to Florida. You know, I've not had to experience that feeling ever since, right? And so every day is like a weekend to me, and every day is a weekday to me. I don't see weekends and weekdays anymore. I just do my thing. I just live my life. And it's a very freeing feeling. And so that's why it's really important to start taking control of those aspects of your life, because you're not going to be able to find harmony or balance in the other ones in a really true sense until you do so. But at the same time, finding balance and harmony in those areas will help you kind of develop how to prioritize and change your mind in a way that will allow you to lead up to entrepreneurial thinking, right? We all think that entrepreneurship is building businesses, all this stuff. It's just a way of thinking. You're turning something into nothing. You're thinking, how can I leverage this to get a certain result? It's basically just magic, right? And so back to the whole harmony thing, you know, as an entrepreneur in my life, some would consider it chaotic. I just call it in the flow. There's a lot of stuff going on. You know, I take it day by day, right? Because we plan things out. They don't always go according to plan. We can do our best, but it doesn't always play out how we think it's going to go. And so, you know, day by day, I take it as it is and do what I need to do to get closer to my goals. But, you know, finding harmony in my life has come down to, you know, prioritizing really the things that matter. And I just posted a TikTok on this about the fundamentals. I really recommend you go check that out, right? And if we don't focus on the fundamentals, we get stuck in what I call the tactics game. And that's really just a surface level way of thinking. And I've been there before. You know, I was trying to, when I was starting my businesses or, you know, learning how to talk to women and going through the fitness journey, all this stuff, I was getting what I call shiny object syndrome. You may have heard of that before. But you're bouncing around from one method to the next, the next, the next, thinking that, you know, that's going to be the golden ticket. Until you realize finally that every single method works. It's more about nailing down the fundamentals, which is like the discipline. It's yourself. It's your thinking. It always comes back to you, ironically. And that's why the Stampede Network is based on mind, body, and spirit, because that's really the only things we have control over. For example, the business and its success is a reflection of me. It's a reflection of the value I give to you guys and all of that stuff. And so, you know, really kind of think, I lost my train of thought. Basically, like, find harmony in your life. By figuring out what the fundamentals are that you need to focus on and really mastering those, because that's how you're just going to get results. That's the only way. There's this rule called the 80-20 rule. I recommend you remember this one, but it's basically saying that 80% of your results come from 20% of your effort. And that applies to everything. Right, so 20% of a customer base will bring 80% of the revenue. 20% of the exercises you do will bring 80% of the results. 20% of the food you eat will bring 80% of the results. And that's just, and it applies to everything. It's magic. And so what you really want to do is you want to narrow down first to find harmony, the things that you truly need to focus on, what matters to you. And this is what I was saying. It's a, you know, kind of do it yourself type thing. First, sit down, get a journal, and get clear on what you actually want. What are the fundamental things that you want in your life to take care of? What type of body? How are you going to achieve that? Financially, what do you want? Relationships, what do you want? All those things. And then once you get those areas, you know, mind, body, spirit, relationships, finance, you name it. Once you really get clear on the fundamental things that you want in those areas, you can then, you know, figure out what the top priorities are. So focus on those. And then after that, kind of fill in the blanks with the next ones. And then once you get to that point where you really know what you want in each area, you now have, you know, since we've just done this 80-20 rule, we now have a remaining 80%. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what math I'm doing in my head. But basically the leftover stuff, right, in your day to day, that allows you to flow. So you can find a harmony by living in the flow with what's left over after you take care of your priorities and the fundamental things that you want to work on. Right? So if you're working on your business all day and say you want to go to like a networking event, or you want to watch some like documentary, or you want to go do whatever. It doesn't matter. First, focus on the fundamental things. Take care of those so that when you can do the remaining things, when they pop up, and ironically, the things that pop up, those are what really make life memorable, because that's always the spontaneous stuff. The point is take care of what you need to do, because when those pop up, you want to truly be able to enjoy it and be present without feeling guilty, without feeling angst. And that's something I've really struggled with in my own life, was basically like, I feel like I'm not doing enough all the time. I need to do more. And then I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, well, one, I'm procrastinating like it's my life. I keep pushing things off. You look at your workouts. Oh, I've been like dicking around way too much in these workouts. And so you really narrow that down and you start to figure out, you know, three main goals. Again, focus on the 80-20 rule. What are the 20% of things you can do every single day that are going to bring you 80% of results? So narrow down the main stuff to do each day and knock those out. And then I caught myself afterwards, you know, once I finished those three or four big goals for the day, I felt so much more clear. I could enjoy life. I could go do spontaneous things. And I didn't have to think about what I had to do next because I crossed everything off. And we don't have to keep going all the time. Like life, it's good to do it in sprints. It's okay to do it in marathons. You can do however you want to do it as long as you're consistent. But you know, if you just go overdrive, like work for months and months, I'll tell you from experience, you're going to lose your mind. I did that starting the Stampede Network. It sucked. I was staring at a wall trying to figure out how I was going to market things, and it sucked. It paid off in the end, but you know, if I could, honestly, I wouldn't change anything at all because it taught me this. But I would definitely break it up more into actionable sprints and commit to things in a different way. But, you know, point is really knock out what you need to do so that you can harmoniously enjoy the things that come up and make life worth living. So on that note, you know, take action on this. I'm going to keep these podcasts pretty short and to the point. I blast you guys with value every single day. So there's plenty of stuff you can do from this. And I know we're all about action. That's why you're listening in the first place. And so if you could do me a favor, it would really mean a lot if you could just give a great review, a 5-star review on the show. Help us get the word out. Help us get more appearances on the podcast networks or whatever it's called. I'm not really savvy with that yet. As well as share the podcast and also tell me what type of content you guys would like. Tell me if you're enjoying this. Going into 2023, we're going to have more guest speakers, all that stuff, interviewing people. So, you know, recommend me some people you'd like to get on the show. And then also, if you'd like to check out the brand, the Stampede Network, use code podcast for a discount. Try out our Spartan Bee Bread. Will help your sleep, help your recovery, immunity, mood, all that good stuff. It is one of the best supplements on the market. And then also exciting news is I just got our new product samples in today. And so we have I'll call it an energy optimizer, but we have a product that is going to disrupt the entire industry. As we get closer to the manufacturing day, I'm going to share that with you guys. It is absolutely going to change every single one of your lives if you consume that. And I'm not even saying that from like a sales point of view. I'm authentically telling you this because I formulate it myself. There is so much stuff in this. I am so excited to share it. It's going to be good for everybody. It's going to help you have more energy in the day. All types. I mean, I'm not even telling you the details yet because I don't want people to know. But it does a lot more than just act as like a pre-workout. So anyway, if you could do those things, it'd be awesome. Really appreciate it. Review, feedback, all that good stuff. And I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Thank you for your support, Initiate. Signing off now. Goodbye.